You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Rachel Bartlett. Many news sites are using video to share footage of breaking news events and updates from the field, but video is also being used as an effective way to share greater context and meaning to either a news event or wider subject area. In this podcast, we look at different ways online outlets are creating regular short-length video, delivering context to complement other coverage. Firstly, back in July last year, Channel 4 News started to produce what they call video explainers, short packages delivering the wider context or providing more detail on a story or subject being covered by the broadcaster.
Generally, when we have a story that might be slightly complicated or something that we need to give our viewers more background to, we will decide to create a video explainer. These end up being quite simple. They can vary in length, but they are generally quite simple video content that we stick online that provide sort of three or four key questions that our viewers will need to get a fully rounded idea of the story.
That was Kamali Melbourne, who is online video producer at Channel 4 News. He explained why they generally aim to keep the videos to an optimum length of 2 minutes.
We like to try and keep them as short as possible. I mean, the ideal length would be 2 minutes. No one wants to sit staring, as beautiful as our correspondents are, staring at a face for 5 minutes. But sometimes things are complicated and sometimes they do need longer periods. We like to try and keep them short. Generally, they work with a question slate, sort of a chapter heading, which will be what's going on. We keep the questions really simple. It'll be what's going on, what's happening now, what will happen next type scenario. And we'll just keep, as I said, we'll keep it very simple and try not to go longer than sort of 5 minutes.
He also said the team are working on producing such video at speed where possible.
Generally, what we would like to do is get them up as early as possible in the morning. So once we've had the editorial meeting, we've decided that we want to get have a video explainer on our website. We'll have a discussion with a correspondent, get the video itself commissioned, and then I'll go and record it and get it up as quickly as possible. Because obviously the point of things being online is the proximity and the speed at which you can access information, and that's what we really are trying to do with our video explainers.
This form of video is ideal for mobile audiences, hungry for easily understandable content on the go. And this is an audience, Kamali said, is certainly on the radar in terms of future development and the growth of this storytelling format.
My dream and idea for this is to have this as something that people can look at, you know, on their phones, on their tablets, early in the morning, and try and get a very quick bite of a complicated top news story. People don't have time often to sit down and watch an hour-long broadcast as we do. So this is a way of people engaging with Channel 4 News and getting Channel 4 News' expert analysis, which is what we're known for and what people come to us for, but getting it in a very small, bite-sized chunk.
Another example of using short video to deliver added context can be found at The Economist, which has been turning its charts and graphs, which already appear in the print edition, into what they call live charts online, with narration and moving image applied to offer added depth and explanation. Video graphic director Peter Winfield explains the selection process.
The choice for which one to animate starts sort of Wednesday or Thursday. The newspaper itself is produced on a weekly turnaround, so it goes to the presses on Thursday afternoon. So at that sort of point, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon, we know what charts are going to go in the paper. We decided about a year ago, in order to speed the process up of producing these charts, we wouldn't try and produce a chart completely from scratch. We'd take something that had been in the newspaper, so the research had already been done, the story had already been written. It was just a case of finding a nice chart that looked like it would animate well and we could tell a good story. So myself and the data editor, Ken Kuke, sit down on a Wednesday or Thursday and look through all the charts in the paper and have a chat about which ones we think might work well, have a look at the stories and see if we can get something that we can get a nice, short, succinct animation out of in a few days.
Discovering the ideal length for the short videos has been a learning curve, he explained.
It has been purely trial and error, and we've been experimenting along the way, and we're still very much in the learning stage of this. Although The Economist is quite a big name in the news field, we're still very much putting our foot in the water when it comes to the multimedia side of things. So it's a small department, and we are learning as we go along. But as far as how the timing worked out, it didn't start with. The first really big hit that we did for a video graphic, which was a combination of charts and maps, was it's called A Short Recent History of the Congo, and it took about 3 weeks to produce, to animate, and it ran to about 5 minutes in length. And it was everyone loved it in The Economist, but I think it became a little bit too long for the viewers, and we realised that people were just sort of turning it off like after a minute or two. So we over time we've slimmed things back, and we've noticed that we get far fewer drop-offs online for things about a minute long, and the live charts are the ones that actually have the least drop-offs and the biggest traffic generators. So it's just a case of watching the figures and finding out what's the most popular and what keeps people engaged for the best amount of time.
The Economist publishes the charts across online platforms, including the Economist website and the wider social web.
We share it on our website, and we put it out to the channel editors in the paper, who look after different sections, will be informed of what charts are going up, and if they think it's suitable for their section, they'll then tweet about it, they'll add it to their own blogs, and then they'll put it onto Facebook. And we also have our commercial side of things, you know, different office who keep an eye on what's trending and what's doing well. And if they feel that something's trending hotly or something's doing particularly well, then they'll fire out a load more tweets and try and get it, again, higher up on the Facebook site. It's just the biggest hitters, though, are the ones that get picked up by other sites as well. So things like Reddit, and if something gets popular on that and starts trending, then we suddenly find that rather than the average sort of 10 to 12,000 hits we get on the website, we suddenly find that we're getting 80, 90,000 hits for the video, and it suddenly goes worldwide.
When it comes to producing videos which let the user explore greater context, there are a number of platforms which offer such functionality, from interactive tools like Zentric and Wirewax, to others like Kettlecorn and Meagraph, which let you bring in context in the form of background and additional media from elsewhere online. Here's founder of Meagraph, Misha Leibovich.
So what Meagraph is a way to combine different kinds of multimedia, video, audio, images, text, links, locations, dates and times, and combine them into what kind of looks and feels like a video. The player looks like a video, but it's made up of all these different kind of media assets from all over the web. Images from all kinds of different sources, video from different sources, and so on. And it's easy enough for anyone to do.
The platform is working with news outlets who wish to make the technology available to their audiences and encourage them to create their own multimedia projects.
We did a project with PBS and Google, where PBS NewsHour, they said they invited people to come to their site, they're like their young audiences, and get, and this is at the end of 2013, and say, you know, listen, you know, here's our version of what happened in the world this year. No, we want to see yours. And, you know, all this activity happened on pbs.org, and they were able to engage their audiences in creating stuff. And it's actually really interesting there. You had a lot of people putting in facts about the major events of the year, but you also had a lot of people saying what happened to them locally or what happened to them personally. And it provides this kind of view into, you know, how people are perceiving what happened in the last year. And you know, when the folks are done and the news org decides which ones to feature, you have this array of all this community generated content that's interesting to watch, and you can just compare them and see what folks are coming up with. So I think the ability to add more voices to the storytelling, because now they have the tools and they doesn't require a professional skill set. Having more voices just inherently leads to more context of not just one view, but of many views.
And Misha has some interesting statistics to share in terms of engagement with this video, highlighting the power of content, which delivers that extra contextual dimension.
For our customers, the news orgs, they'll have, like, you know, whatever their baseline time on site is. When people come to those same pages to watch Meagraph content, they spend about five times as long. And what that tells us is that, you know, most of these pieces of media are actually shorter than that. They might be like 3 minutes. So it means that people are actually engaging. They're clicking on things. You know, they're pausing if they want to read more. You know, read more of the caption. And they're actually they're doing things with the page. Furthermore, when people come to the site and are creating content there, they're spending 20 times as long. And obviously, when you create something, it takes longer to do. But that's super engaged time for the news outlet.
There are clearly many opportunities for news sites to use video to not just share news style updates, but also to help improve the audience's wider understanding of a subject or coverage, in some cases within just a minute or two. We'll be looking in more detail at the subject of short form video and the different ways it can be used by news outlets to share information and engage with their audience online at our News Rewired conference on Thursday, the 20th of February. See the agenda and buy tickets at www.newsrewired.com. We're also running a half-day workshop on Friday, the 21st of Feb, which will show delegates how to make web-native video. The three-hour workshop is being led by Kettlegorn and costs just £90 plus VAT. Tickets can be booked via the training pages on journalism.co.uk. For now, you've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.